Right now, it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. He has a lot of different experience over the years. He's an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. Also, on sports, he brings many years of experience to those subjects and countless others. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. And those haven't even been developed yet in the solar system. That said, good morning to you and to everybody out there. Let's just take a moment to send our best, our prayers, our good wishes, our hopes for the folks in the tornado belt, Kentucky and so forth. Certainly a very, very sad situation. And whatever we can do to support the region, if you're given an opportunity, please do that. That said, it does, unfortunately, once again, bring front and center our problem with our climate. As folks were being interviewed in the region, they said, well, we don't exactly blaming on climate change. However, these storms have just gotten worse and worse.
You know, Jim, I spoke to our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, about this. And where climate change comes in is the following. And this is a tragedy, what has happened with this outbreak of tornadoes. But there are signals in this tragedy which have to wake people up in Congress. I'm talking in both parties and in the Senate about what climate change means to us now. What it means to us now is never in recorded history has a tornado traveled 250 miles retaining its full strength. Never. That's never happened before. Never has a tornado actually taken debris that it's picked up from the ground and brought it up to about the height where airplanes fly, which is about anywhere from 20 to 30,000 feet. That has never happened before. And even in Tornado Alley, never has a tornado outbreak like this happened in history. And Tornado Alley, folks, is the most tornado-prone area in the world. You add these things up, and you just have to say to yourself, we are seeing some incredibly, extremely violent weather systems, whether they're tornadoes, whether they're hurricanes that form out of nowhere like happened this year, whether you're talking about typhoons. It is just undeniable that we are feeling the effects right now of climate change and with this unbelievable weather, and that this is just really the beginning of what we're going to feel over the next 15 to 20 years, because it's too late to stop it now. All we can do is try to mitigate it.
Well, what can I say? Yeah. There it is, folks. But at least we should really start to aggressively trying to mitigate it and then eventually, hopefully, bring it under control. And we know unequivocally that emissions from our fuel industry, et cetera, are very, very responsible for what's happening. It creates a warming effect. I think you all know this, so there's no reason to go over old news, but we have it within our control. And I don't know, maybe the planet's being taught a lesson here in that, you know, we've all been too greedy, or we've all taken for granted this largesse we've had economically. Not only here, but throughout the world. And in the process, we've just taken a blind eye in terms of what the oil industry, et cetera, is doing to the planet, because we wanted cheap gas. We wanted a cheap heating fuel. And, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it, and we're certainly seeing that right now. So the point is, there are, this is not something that can, at least in the beginning, be mitigated and then eventually solved. It's there. We need to stand up and say, okay, we want this done. This is a priority to get our country back on a road to a healthy economic life. Not just a good economic life from the standpoint of money, but a healthy economic life. It is really, you know, freedom has been thrown in our faces here a lot about people who don't want to take the vaccine and this and that. It's kind of remarkable that these very wealthy people are not a little more sensitive to what they've been doing, going into space, spending millions and going on billions of dollars, developing and then going into space. Because we have a problem here. And you're not going to be able to live on Mars for quite some time. So please, let's not get beguiled by all this fancy going into outer space. That is the least of priorities that we should have. Our health and well-being and peace should be the things that we should be striding for here on Earth. And, you know, we're under so many different threats. We just need to stop and focus on what is important. And that starts with us. It starts with us voting. It starts with us writing to congressmen and senators and so forth. But it really, really begins to, really underscores the lack of conscious, lack of awareness, the wanting to avoid situations that demand some sacrifice on the part of the Congress and Senate of the United States.
You know, Jim,
it's appalling. Unfold now in terms of the insurrection. How so many of these Republicans have been mum forever, it seems, regarding the insurrection and whose responsibility for it. That, I must tell you, might actually be more of a priority right now than the climate change situation. You can do both. What I'm saying in terms of our focus, I'm afraid not just those people who have become the cult of the violent and the insurrectionist, but just common folk. You know, where we've been besieged, violently besieged on our Capitol, and the Republicans remain mum, and those Republicans who speak out for guns and violence. On the hopeful side, it looks like Mark Meadows has stepped in it, and in the process, he's going to bring a lot of other people to the dock. Hopefully, Garland and the Department of Justice will work a little bit quicker, but they are doing a very thorough job. 300 or so witnesses. Now Meadows will be, he'll be voted to go before the AG, and probably be a trial will be set for him. But let's keep our eye on the ball here in terms of these people in Congress. We have got to be more sensitive to who we are sending to Congress. Now, it's not necessarily from our neck of the woods. Unfortunately, it's really from the neck of the woods where you have all these tornadoes and physical problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody has got to step up here, and I would like to see Joe Biden just get a little tougher and a little less folksy. Go ahead, Marshall.
I was looking at the figures. So far in 2021, the estimate from insurance companies is there's been listen to this, just in the United States alone, $20 billion in insurance losses. Now, $20 billion, you might say, well, those are the insurance companies. Well, guess who pays the premiums? You and I, everybody pays the premiums. And even though we're sitting here in the Northeast and we don't get that many tornadoes, it's still the same companies that we have to put into. The typical event in the wintertime that has a major, major disaster feel, okay, is anywhere from $100 to $200 million. They are estimating that this outbreak of tornadoes, this one outbreak alone, might possibly be as high as $5 billion. And we're not even talking about the loss of life, which was incredible, but $5 billion. This money comes from everybody who is involved in the insurance pool. It is a drastic drain on our money in the economy.
No question about it. And you'll begin to see it in terms of the insurance companies cutting back on some of their fixed income investments to raise cash and to rebuild their reserves. So this thing it's like one of these storms. It just keeps rolling. But again, just repeating, the President of the United States has got to speak out much more strongly. He's got to forget he's going to influence the committee in Congress. He's got to take up the fact that we have a very, very violent stream of people in this country who have been subjected to so much negative news, so much lying, that they believe some of these preposterous things. And we have a very dangerous ferment going on now in this country. We need the Democrats to get stronger. The Republicans won't do it. The Democrats have got to do it.
Let's talk about, I've got this question for you. All right, so the inflation level is remaining higher than most of the administration, for longer than most of the administration thought. Do you think that the Fed will eventually raise rates to kind of curb this inflation?
They will raise rates. They will do it slowly. They will do it tenderly. They are not stupid. They're aware of another virus variant beginning to kill people. The inflation can go very quickly away if we pay attention to what we're doing. Don't consume as much of anything, and you won't feel the pain of inflation. By the way, there's a very important point that I want to make, that I'm repeating somebody else. When Hitler was beginning to emerge as a leader in Germany, the thing that he and his party was selling was the rapid inflation in Germany that was causing people not to eat as much, etc. Now, that rapid inflation came from the reparations that the Germans had to pay during the First World War. Some would say they were unfair. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. My point is, Hitler used inflation to rally the masses against the current government. That playbook is being played by Lindsey Graham and other Republicans, all right? The Republican Party is hell-bent for power, and they'll use any fascist means to do it.
All right. Another question I have for you, and that is, when you take a look at stocks and businesses, some things really just amaze me. The press release came out yesterday. Apple has become the world's first $3 trillion company. Now, by Apple being that big, does that suck money out of other people that want to get into that sector? And is Apple becoming almost like more of a hindrance to development, even though they develop a lot of great products? When you're that big, how does anybody else get in the market?
Well, I don't think that. I wouldn't think of it that way.
Okay.
Apple, for years and years, has continued to create a very good product. And many people have felt they wanted to rely on that product. During the time, various other phones have come and some have gone. It wasn't really that Apple had developed a monopoly that others couldn't compete. It was that they were doing a better product. I would say this, though. It's time for Apple and all of the big companies that are making so much money from the American consumer to begin to pay back to the government that supports all of us. And that is, they should be taxed at greater, but not. They shouldn't. Apple shouldn't be broken up. There's no reason for that. The thing is, these technology companies that have succeeded, they succeeded because they developed things people needed, and they developed a better product than was available in the marketplace. Nothing wrong with that, but it must tell you that sometime not in the near future, but eventually, Apple will be challenged by some other product, and that's better or cheaper or whatever. And but I think the real essence here is we need greater support from these companies in terms of our overall country, and they can afford it. They've got huge reserves, and there we go. By the way, I read an article, small company. They have two gentlemen from a lab, starting in 2014, figured out that sugar, that's right, sugar that you put in your coffee, could be used to create fuel. And they've created fuel now for these water plants throughout the country. They're starting in that area. Now, this brings the emissions down to zip. So here's where the government could actually help step in if they wanted to and say, okay, this is a great little company. How can we help them to do this thing faster? So the human being, the human spirit, is always developing, thinking. And if you look at all the inventions since the country started, you'll realize how it's all worked. So hopefully we'll get more of these little companies doing things in the area of emissions.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because many years ago in Brazil has their own problems, and in some other South American countries, they switched to taking their sugar crop, and they took, at first, I think it was 20%, now it's up to close to 50%, and they're making ethanol out of that sugar. And they sell the ethanol at gas stations, and more the gas stations are selling more and more the ethanol, and that is money that is staying in the country, and it's not going out of the country. And the two leading sugar-producing ethanol countries, by the way, happens to be the United States and Brazil. So this is something that we're using already on a limited basis with ethanol, but there's a big future in it, because the emissions that come from producing fuel from sugar, it's a total different process.
Wonderful point. I must say this, however, and a man named Joe Manchin is on a committee that covers the oil industry. He has taken a tremendous amount of money from those oil companies in his campaigns and so forth. I just use him as an example pertinent to what we're talking about, because my bigger point is we have got to stop giving these politicians all the money. We've got to stop these, they call them dark, the dark money hidden behind corporate entities. We have just got to put a stop, and Citizens United must go. And if it doesn't go, then put something in its place that makes it go. What you're seeing in D.C. right now is a matter of people jousting with one another with the background of them being sponsored by major corporations. And it's interesting, the other Democratic senator who's giving us this kind of problem is the woman from Arizona, who takes big money from the drug companies. We've got to stop this. You know, we've got major problems here, yet somehow we allow Congress and the Senate to stall, to mitigate what is in the best interest of the country.
Well, yeah, we're right before the Christmas season, Jim, and hopefully next week, when we're even closer to Christmas, we'll have a brighter note to talk about it in the world of finance and business.
Amen, brother.
All right.
We got to keep running.
And we got to start looking for a new coach and general manager for the Giants.
Eventually, everything turns into Christmas.
All right. Jim, we'll check with you next week. Have a great week.
You got it. You too, Marshall.
Take
Thank
care,
you
bye
very
bye.
Much.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can find Jim with his shows all at our on-demand page, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand when you go there, and then that takes you to the on-demand page. And every show that we produce is up there. And it's up there within a few minutes of the show airing. So if you ever want to follow somebody or follow the shows and you can't get by a radio, well, you've got on demand here at Robinhood Radio.